Good morning with us on a Monday morning is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. You got a column today, huh, Ken?
Yeah, well, it looks like we're going to have a budget. A deal was announced late last night by the governor and legislative leaders. It includes some ethics reforms and some educational reforms, not as far in either one that the governor originally proposed. The ethics reform is probably closest to what he proposed. And overall, you know, about $150 billion package, you know, that increases state spending by about 2%.
So what are you hearing about ethics reform? And, of course, we've been hearing this morning on our newscast about the State Department of Education and teacher evaluations.
Yeah, well, ethics reforms, there'll be more disclosure. It's very similar to a deal that the governor announced with the Assembly Democrats. There'll be more disclosure of outside income. Lawmakers will have to say who their outside clients are. They will, however, be able to seek an exemption from either the State Ethics Commission or the Office of Court Administration if they're saying that there's a reason we shouldn't have to do these clients publicly. So that's one loophole that's in there. But beyond that, more disclosure, and if they don't have clients, they're going to have to say why they're being paid by outside firms.
And on the issue of teachers, of course, the unions were fighting, along with public school teachers, students, and other representatives, against the proposals set by the governor. And it was all tied to the raise in money. I guess they're getting $1.6 billion now, but there's been some compromise again on these teacher evaluations.
Yeah, the governor had wanted standardized tests to make up 50% of a teacher's evaluation score ranking, but now they kind of punted it over. The Board of State Education Commission will decide kind of the process. They're told what they have to include. There will be testing involved, but it'll be up to the State Education Commission to come up with the rules and go from there.
They have until midnight Tuesday to pass everything. It's a matter of a rapid number of bills going by, and oftentimes the legislators don't actually know the language in the bill.
Yeah, they're going to have to start voting this morning. They've introduced a bunch of bills. Some of them haven't even been written because while there's an agreement, they haven't agreed on all the details, so that's going to have to be hammered out in last-minute haggling and then printed very quickly, and they want to adopt it by midnight tomorrow, by 11:59 p.m. tomorrow, so they're on time for the April 1 start of the fiscal year. It should be noted there are a lot of things that the governor pushed that were not in there, including granting the New York City mayor mayoral control and creating a DREAM Act, the Education Investment Tax Credit, a whole host of items that the governor wanted that the legislature rejected or put off at least to consider until after the budget is done and for the rest of the legislative session.
Well, more details will come out as they begin to pass things today and beyond through the week. We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, and you can go to nydailynews.com to read more. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.